Should be for Refuah Shalema for Chaim Yeshua Ben Hendel, B'Sorich Sha'ar Choyle Yisrael. Okay, tonight's shiur, we want to be discussing the topic of Baruch Shepatrani, understanding the bracha and understanding why, first of all, A, the bracha is not recited for a daughter who turns bas mitzvah, and perhaps why a mother does not recite it over a bar mitzvah boy. And we'll get into some other detailed shailas about step or adoptive parents or grandparents in case where the father's not around, and twins and some other interesting shailas. But the ikkar question is, we saw last week that there's a bracha which is not found in the Gemara. The bracha is found in a medrash, and last week's parasha told us that when a person's bar mitzvah, when a son becomes 13, the father makes a bracha, baruch shepatrani me'oin shel zeh. We mentioned last week that the Shach and his commentary to Chumash at Parshas Lech Lecha says that the son makes the bracha, but the way we have it recorded in the Ramon Shulchan Aruch is that the father makes the bracha. And we mentioned that there's two pshatim behind the bracha. The typical pshat that we're familiar with is that the father now becomes exempt from his son's problems, because till now the father has a chiv of chinuch. And therefore every time the son steps out of line, it's the father's fault. Now that the kid hits 13, the kid's on his own. That's the classical pshat. There's another pshat that the Levush brings down that it's exactly opposite. That till now, the father gets in trouble for his son's averus. And mikanal abba, the father does not get in trouble for his son's averus. That's the other pshat. Okay. Now, I'm sorry, the other way around, that the son doesn't get in trouble for the father's averus. Now, we'll start off over here in number 27, the Prima Gadim. So, frek the Prima Gadim. Vine loma lo yivarchu bin the keva. Mayor, can you help me share screen? Why I don't know, I'm not sure why it's not.
This?
Yeah. How do I move this over so everyone? Okay, are we good? Is everyone good now? Michael, are we good? Am I on?
Yeah, it's fine.
Are we all good? Okay, thank you. So ask the
I just couldn't get back.
Okay. So ask the Prima Gadim number 27. Vihine. Lama lo yivarech b'nei keva yud bei shanim ubei sairis. Frag the Prima Gadim, $1 million question. Why don't you make a baruch shepatrani on your daughter who turns bas mitzvah? He says, why? He says, so lepirish alavosh the banim ketanim nenshim b'shvel av. If you go like the Levush's pshat, that the kid gets punished until his father turns 13 for his father's mistakes. So loishno zecharim v'nekevus. What's the difference between the gender? So ask the Prima Gadim, why is there no bracha on baruch shepatrani for a girl when a girl turns 12? So he answers, if you go like the pshat, the first pshat in the Magen Avraham, that the reason why you make the bracha is because that the father has a chiv to mechanech his son up to 13, and after 13 he's on his own. So why is there no bracha for the girl? Says the Prima Gadim, Yesh Loimar, De'ei mechoyiv lechanech bita ktana. So the Prima Gadim says, well, maybe you don't really have a chiv to be mechanech your daughter. That's what the Prima Gadim suggests. Now, where did he get this from? Ayin Magen Avraham Simen Shin Mem Aleph. It's really Simen Shin Mem Gimel Sif Katan Aleph. So he tells us to look in the Magen Avraham, that the Magen Avraham seems to lead us down the path to believe that a father has no chiv to mechanech his daughter. So if a father has no chiv to mechanech his daughter, so there's no reason why the father is going to get up at 12 and say, oh, now I'm done with you. I never had to be mechanech you in the first place. So the Prima Gadim thinks the reason why there's no Baruch Shepatrani on a bas mitzvah girl is because there was never a chiv chinuch in the first place. Now, we'll have to get into heavily what that means, that there's no chiyuv to mechanech your daughters. But then he goes weiter. He says, gam leman de'omar mechuyiv, and let's say you hold that a father has a chiyuv chinuch on his daughter, ein bo kol kach mitzvah shemechuyiv lechanech bekatnusa. There's still not that many mitzvahs. So it's not the same feeling as a son. Meaning, a father to his son has many, many mitzvahs to be mechanechim. So when he gets exempt from that, when the boy turns 13, it's a gevaldik asimcha. But for the girl, there's not that many mitzvahs. She doesn't have as many mitzvahs as the boy, and therefore the level of simcha is not the same. Okay. Then he says, v'imesia le'ish b'katnusa. What would happen if you married off your daughter when she's under 12? Kinyan ishas have v'ein neneshes b'shvel aviyah. And then she will no longer get punished because of her father. So therefore says the Prima Gadim, you see clearly that the girl is not held responsible for anything her father does, and therefore says the Prima Gadim, that's why there's no baruch shepatrani on a girl. Okay. The second half of the Prima Gadim we'll have to talk about later, where he talks about, so why doesn't Mom make a Baruch Shebetrani? But the first part is, why is there no Baruch Shebetrani in your daughter? So the Prima Gadim gives two reasons. He says, either because there's no Chiyuv Chinuch, and the whole Pshat in the Baruch is, I'm saying that till now I had a mitzvah to mechanech you, and afterwards I'm done, you're on your own. But that's not true for a daughter, says the Prima Gadim, because there's never a Chiyuv to mechanech in the first place. And he says, what about the other Pshat, that till 13... the father is held accountable for any mistakes the girl makes. He says, well, that's not true when it comes to a girl. So let's break everything down. Let's see number 28. There's halach and shulchan aruch and shinim gimel the end of Hilchos Shabbos. Says the mechaber, katan oichel nevelos. If a katan decides he wants to eat not kosher food, so ein bezdin mesuvin lafish, bezdin doesn't have to stop him. If a little kid wants to take machol sasuris, bezdin doesn't have to stop him. Avol aviv mitzuvah lina'ar boy ulafish, lika'ar boy lafish, but his dad has to step in. If a father watches his kid pick up a tray for food, the father has to stop. Says the Magen Avraham, what does he mean, Aviv Mitzvah? Why only the father? Says the Magen Avraham, Avol Imoy Eina Mitzvah. But the mom has no obligation to stop the son from that. There's no Chiyuv Chinuch of a mother. Again, we'll talk more about this in some point. But the Magen Avraham says there's no Chiyuv Chinuch of the mother, only the father. But then he says later... Sorry?
What is the age of the katan here?
Well, again, obviously he's a gil l'chinuch. But we'll see more about this blined in a few minutes. But let's skip to the middle where he writes over here. Umashbam bin Nazir, says the Magen Avraham, it sounds like from the Gemara in Nazir, de'ei mechuyiv l'chanach bitoy, that you don't have to be mechanach your daughter. U'betoises bin Nazir, hikshu maishna de'mir mekipurim mechiyiv l'chanach bitoy, ain sham. So let's see what's going on over here. Number 30, Mishnah Nazir. Says the Mishnah Nazir, Ha'ish Madir es Benoi Benazir. A father is allowed to make a Nedir by making his son a Nazir. A father has the power to make his son a Nazir, but Ve'enu Isha Madir es Benoi Benazir. But mom can't make her son a Nazir. I mean, dad can accept Naziris on behalf of his son, but mom cannot accept Naziris on behalf of her son. So the Gemara makes the Diak Ish in Aval Ishaloi. Only you could do it for your son. But you can't do it for your daughter. My time, oh. So Gemara says, Reb Yochanan Amar Halachi Ibn Nazir. It's a special Halachi L'Moshe Mesinai by Nazir. Reb Yosi Reb Chanina Amar, Reb Shlokish Amar Kedei Lechanche B'mitzvahs. Says Reb Shlokish, do you know why a father is allowed to create Naziris on his son? In order to be Mechanche B'mitzvahs. So the Gemara says, 1 second, he achi, afilu isha nami, so frak the Gemara, 1 second. If the reason why you're allowed to make your son a Nazir is somehow connected to the mitzvah of chinuch, so why can't a mother do it also? Says the Gemara, because kasavar ish chayiv l'chanach b'noi b'mitzvahs, because only dad has the chiyuv to mechanach his son, ve'no isha chayiv is l'chanach as b'no. Moms have no chiyuv to mechanach their kids. Fine? So the Gemara says, "Bishlam Rabbi Yechonon, Amar Halachi Ibn Nazir, Amtu Halachi Ibn Noi, In Beit Aloy." So I understand, according to Rabbi Yechonon, it's a special halacha, Moshe Mesinai, a special halacha when it comes to Naziris. So it's only for your son and not for your daughter. El Reish Lakish Afilu Bitoi. So, Frank, Gemara, 1 second. But according to Reish Lakish, why should it only be sons and not daughters? Says the Gemara, "Kos Kosava Benoi Chayv Lechanchoi Bitoi Ena Chayv Lechanchoi." Answers the Gemara, because Reish Lakish is of the opinion that there is no mitzvah to mechanach your daughter. And since there's no mitzvah to mechanech your daughter, you don't have the right to make her a nazira. So what do you see from this Gemara? Says the Magen Avraham. You see from this Gemara that there is no mitzvah of chinuch on your daughters. So says the Magen Avraham, if there's no mitzvah of chinuch on your daughters, therefore, says the Prima Gadim, there's no Baruch Shepetrani. Because again, the whole Baruch Shepetrani was based on the premise of that now I'm exempt from my chiyuv chinuch. But I never had a chiyuv chinuch in the first place for my daughter, because the Gemara says, according to Reish Lakish, there is no chiyuv chinuch on your daughters. So therefore, says the Prima Gadim, now we understand why there is no Baruch Shepetrani on your daughter. Very gishmak. However, it's not so pashut. Why is it not so pashut? Because there's a Taisus Yishanim in Maseches Yuma. We actually had an entire shiur on this right before Tisha B'Av, where the Mishnah says over there by Yom Kippur, that you're supposed to be mechanech your son at a certain age to fast L'sho'ois on Yom Kippur. And he's supposed to be mechanach your daughter at a certain age to fast l'shois. So frak the Taisus Yishanim number 31. 1 second, kasholi. The aminu meperek nazir perek misha amar eni nazir megaleach. Gemara ha'ish madres b'noi b'nazir kidur shlokish domar kidei l'chanach ha'mitzvahs b'noi in bit aloi de b'nei chayv l'chanach ha'i. Frak the Taisus Yishanim. 1 second. There's an open Mishnah in Yuma that says that a father has to be mechanach his daughter for Yom Kippur to fast a certain amount of hours. But didn't the Gemara tell us in Nazir there's no chiyuv chinuch on your daughter? So, frek Taisis Yishanim, same cash is found in Taisis and Yuma. One second. How could there be a chiv to be mechanech my daughter in fasting if there's no chiv chinech my daughter, period? The Gemara says in Nazi, we pass like Yish Lakish, that there's no chiv at all. So, what's going on over here? So, Taisis Yishanim answers, V'yishloim the hosom le'ayri elodavkal in Yinizirs. Says the Taisis Yishanim, no. When did Rish Lakish say there's no chiv chinech on your daughter? That wasn't cholatari kula. That was only specifically when it comes to Nazirs. But when it comes to all other mitzvahs, avada, you have to be mechanech your daughter. So Tosfos Yesharim says black on white that what? That Naziris is the exception. That when the Gemara said Nazir, that according to Reb Shlakish there's no chiv chinuch on your daughter, it didn't mean there's no chiv chinuch period on your daughter. It meant there's no chiv Naziris on your daughter. But everything else is a chiv chinuch. Yom Kippur and Shabbos and Kashrus and everything else. So if so, now we have a bit of a problem on our hands. Because if we tack a go like this to Tosfos Yesharim, so then there is a chiv to mechanech your daughter. So if there is a chiv to mechanech your daughter, so why taka is there no Baruch Shepetrani? The whole answer of the Prima Gadim hinged on the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham told us there's no chiv to mechanech your daughter. And he told us to look up the Gemara in Nazir. But when we looked up the Gemara in Nazir, we looked up a Gemara in Yuma, and that Gemara in Yuma, according to the Tosfos Yesharim, comes out not like that. It comes out that the taka is a chiv chinuch on everything else except for Naziris. So if there is a chiv on everything else except for Naziris, so why taka is there no Baruch Shepatrani? So if you go back to the Magen Avraham for a second, number 29, the Magen Avraham told us to look into Tosfos and Nazir. Tosfos and Nazir asks the same kash as the Tosfos Yesharim, but he gives a bit more of a cryptic answer. Let's take a look at number 29. He writes over here, but Tosfos ben Nazir hikshu ma'ishno di b'yom ha'kippurim b'choyiv l'chanach b'ita. Why? Again, the $1 million question is, if we go like Rish Lakish, and Rish Lakish told us in Gemara in Nazir, there's no chiyav chinach on your daughter, so why is there a chiyav to help to be mechanach your daughter and fasting on Yom Kippur? So Tosfos writes this, v'evshu d'chol ha'mitzvahs dom li'yom ha'kippurim b'tzorach l'chanachum. Maybe all mitzvahs are like Yom Kippur, and you have to be mechanach them. So the Machzah Shekel, number 32, says, what does that mean? So he says like this. The way Tosfos ends off over there, Nazir says, you have to be mechalik between Nazir and Yom Kippur. And what the Magen Avraham wasn't sure is what does Tosfos mean? Meaning, one way to learn Tosfos is that Yom Kippur is the exception. There is no mitzvah to be mechalik your daughters, except for Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur being that such a chosh of a day, so that we find a concept of chinuch. Vim came. Maybe Nazir is the exception. Nazir is talking much more cow. Therefore, so we're not sure how to learn this Tosfos and Nazir. However, says the Prima Gadim, look at Tosfos Yesharim. Tosfos Yesharim that we just read is very clear. Tosfos Yesharim says that Yom Kippur is an example of all other mitzvahs, and you take a have a chiyuv to mechanech your daughter. And Nazir is the exception. So what comes out now, lefizeh, it comes out that if you learn Tosfos and Nazir like Tosfos and Yesharim, like Tosfos Yesharim and Yuma, it comes out that all other mitzvahs except for Nazir, the father has a chiyuv to mechanech his daughter. So if the father has a chiyuv to mechanech his daughter and all other mitzvahs except for Nazir, so now the Prima Gadim's answer falls off. The Prima Gadim's answer was the reason why there's no Baruch Shabbatrani for a daughter is because there's no Chiv Chinuch on the daughter. But that's not so poshut. It's very possible that there is a Chiv Chinuch on your daughter, except for one specific area of Nazir. And the truth is, if you look in Yakut Yosef, Rebbe Vad Yosef's son Sefer, he quotes Rishonim. He says, there's an Iri Nazir that says, Kishem Shu Ish Chayv L'Chanach is Benoy L'Mitzvahs B'Zman Haroi Loi L'Fenyan L'Mitzvahs, just like a father has a Chiv Mechanach his son in mitzvahs, time fitting depending on his age. Kach Chayv L'Chanach is Bita. There also is a chiyuv to mechanech your daughter. So the Meiri says mefurish, like Tosfos and Yesharim. And then he quotes from Rabbeinu Avraham in Ahar, and he quotes from the Keren Ayur, that there's a whole list of people that take a hold, lemaskona, a father has a chiyuv to mechanech his daughter. So if a father does have a chiyuv to mechanech his daughter, so now we're still a shtickle stuck, so why should there be no Baruch Shabbatrani on a daughter? Now, there are other ways to answer the kasha, to why Yom Kippur is a father mechoyif to mechanech his daughter in fasting, and not by Naziris. Lamosha, if you look in Eliyashiv Shaurim, his Ha'aris on Maseches Yuma, number 34, he writes, Loi ayri ela in yidavka Naziris, aval in yishar mitzvah chayv l'chanecha, v'haynu, devadai mechoyif l'chanecha b'mitzvah chiyuvis. Rabbi Eliyashiv has a different difference. Rabbi Eliyashiv says, a father has to be mechayif his daughter in all mitzvah chiyuvises. which is Dvarim Shem Loi Tase Tavra Ase. Let's say, for example, eating on Yom Kippur. If she's not Mechanach to eating on Yom Kippur, she'll be over the love. Avo B'mitzvah's Kiyumis, but anything which is a mitzvah Kiyumis, B'zer is Chadish Rak B'noi Chai V'loi Bitoi. Says Rabbi Yashav Gevaldik Yechidish, that when does the father have a Chiyuv Chidich on his daughter? It depends where he's being Mechayiv to Mechanach her hin. If the thing is being Mechanach her hin is a mitzvah Chiyuvis, if she doesn't do it, she'll be over some form of an Aveira. So that is daughter also. But if it's a mitzvah Kiyumis, the aim b'miniyasa m'shem Aveira, elu shalai kai mitzvah, let's say if she doesn't do it, what's going to happen? So again, so if a girl eats on Yom Kippur, she's over a lot. She's over a nisim. But let's say it'd be a mitzvah that's just a positive mitzvah. If she does it, she gets a check. If she doesn't, she doesn't get a check. Then says Rabbi Yashiv, then there is no chiyuv chinuch on the Torah. That's what Rabbi Yashiv wants to be magdir, the difference between when there's a chiyuv chinuch. Rabbi Yaakov in Emes Liyakov, number 35, he writes like this: Ha di yeshayimim dein chiyuv chinuch bebas. That it says there's no chiyuv to mechanach your daughter. He says, Nira de svir le de ein chiyuv miyuchet shel chinuch bebas. He says there's no specific din to be mechanech your daughter. Why? Because she tedir bebeis aviyah v'ro kol ma'isav v'tenoisav, because she lives in the house with you. She watches your actions. V'ayidei zeichoy l'schanech l'sraga b'mitzvah b'lechanech m'yuchat. Zot im yankiv v'gevaldik echidish. When it says there's no chiyuv to mechanech your daughter, it means you don't have to go out of your way to specifically spend time in showing your daughter. Just live normally. She sees you. Ma'ashekin v'nyin ha-ben sh'yotza chutz v'loimid me'akol sh'yesh v'loimid me'akol. But your sons, they go out of the house. They're exposed to a million different things. So then you specifically have to be mechanech them. So I would argue, Bizman Azeh, where the girls are exposed to a lot of other things. Girls hear and they see and they learn things that are perhaps wrong. So then you taka have a chiv to be specifically mechanech them, to teach them right and wrong. So Rabbi Yaakov wants to say, that when the poskim can talk about that there's no chiyuv to be mechanech your daughter, it doesn't mean that you just leave them and forget about them. It just means that you don't have to go out of your way to sit with them and explain to them. They'll just watch your actions. They'll learn by watching. But by the boys aren't home. They don't see. So you bedafka have to work with the boys. Now again, Bizman Zeh, a lot of that changed. Today the boys are home as much as the girls are home. So then something we could debate. Okay, so says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. Now, all this is very relevant for us. Why? No, that's the wrong page. All this is very relevant for us because, again, if we hold that there is a chiyuv to mechanech your daughter, so then it's very hard to understand why there's no baruch shem patron. So if you turn to page 4, so I found the sefer over here where they asked the shaylo, Madua layoimim baruch shem patron lebas mitzvah. Why is there no baruch shem patron for the girl? So he says, Loi matzasi tshuva b'red, and never came up with any good answers. But he wants to tie it like this. He says, Habroch hi minog me'ucher, because first of all, the whole Baruch Shem Patrani is not found in the Gemara. It's only brought down in the Medrash. And therefore, many people have the practice to say without a Shem HaMalchus, which we spoke about last week. The Gra said it with a Bracha. So he wants to tell this. Mishum Shehi Minag Kach Gilgul HaMinag. He wants to blame this on Minag. He wants to say, since the whole Baruch Shem Patrani is only a Minag, the Minag came for boys. The Minag was established for boys and not for girls. Meaning, there's no real good answer why you don't say Baruch Shem Patrani for your daughter. You really should. But since the whole Baruch Shem Patrani itself is what he calls a minug, that with some way, somehow, the minug developed that it's only for girls, and only for boys and not for girls. Not exactly the most compellingest of arguments, but that's what he wants to say. Rav Moshe Sternbuch, number 37, asks the same kasha. He says, V'hapoyskim donu lomo lo yivorech ha'av Baruch Shem Patrani gam lebas. Again, why did no Baruch Shem Patrani for your daughter? He says they give many answers, and he gives his own answer. He says, "V'nira oid leinisakna abracha rakishul afanov." He says because really, when the father makes baruch shem patrani, the son should be present, which creates a whole shail and paiskim. What happens if the father's not in the same room as the kid? Which shailos would zoom today? Whatever. So he says, "The aim of darkei tznius lava imbita letzibul ivarch." So he comes up with a very practical answer, says Rameshesh Tempach. You're supposed to make the bracha in shul. You're supposed to make the bracha in front of the child. Well, your daughter ain't going to be in the men's section during laning. So it's just practically not going to come about to have such a scenario. Therefore, says Rameshesh Tempach, since you're supposed to have bracha b'tranim with the child present, and since you're supposed to make it b'tzibur, and you're not going to have your daughter sitting in front of a bunch of men, so that's why women, girls, don't get a bracha b'tranim on them. I found the sefer Divrei Menachem, I'm not sure who the author is. So he comes up like this. He says the same kasha. Why is there no Baruch Shem Patrani on the daughter? So he says, first of all, she'ein etzlei ma'isa chi of mitzvah poil kama etzle ben. He says, first of all, they don't have as many mitzvahs. Whatever that means. Yesh shita shemitzvah chinuch ein chiyah ben minatayr, that we saw. And the last answer is v'zeh ikub. Nei shenishar oy kech avat shenasas gedoyla bas yud beiz v'shishim chadoshim. He says because you still have power on her for another 12 till she's six and a half months. He wants to say that if the father were to make Baruch Shabbatrani at 12, it would give off the impression that she now leaves her father's rishos. And based on we saw some a little bit in Ksubis, we know that that doesn't happen until it's 12 and a half. So that's why they don't say Baruch Shabbatrani. Okay, very creative thinking. The Kol Mevaser, Rav Meshulam Rato, one of the great Hungarian Gedolim, he also comes up with a Shtickle Torah, which I don't really understand. He wants to tie it like this. Again, why is there no Baruch Shabbatrani for the girls? So he says, because the Iker Pshat and why there's a Baruch Shabbatrani is because until now I had to be Mechanech my child. After that, he's on his own. But if you look, he quotes over the Medrash and Parashas told us, it says, on the Pasuk, on the five lines into number 39, he writes, it says, the Vayigdun Olam, Amr Abloz, Tzarech Adam, the Tabu B'vnoi Adyud Gimel Shon. Rashi on the Medrash says that what does it mean the father's metapa with the son? So Rashi adds to teach him Torah and mitzvahs. So he says, if so, we know that the Iker Torah, you're not mechuyav to teach your daughter Torah. In the sugya we talked about teaching girls Torah. So he wants to say that therefore that's the Iker. It's not about mitzvahs. It's really about Torah. And since it's really about Torah, so that's why there's no chiyuv to say Baruch Shabbatrani on your daughter. Okay. Again, many of these answers are what we'd call post-factor. After the minhag was to not say Baruch Shabbatrani, we're trying to scratch our head to figure out what. If you look in Rutz Katzvi of Tzvika Reisman, he brings down over here the shayla about chiyuv to mechanech your daughter, and he quotes over here from the son of the Karban Asanel, who also learns the ha'ikur b'shvil chinuch ha'Torah. That again, when we talk about the Baruch Shabbatrani and we say that the father is now exempt from what? So they're learning it wasn't the Pshat, the father exempt from the general mitzvah of chinuch, but rather the father exempt specifically on teaching him Torah. So therefore, since there's no chiyuv to teach your daughter Torah, and fakir, it's bad to teach your daughter Torah, that's why there's no Baruch Shabbatrani on the girl. The Kaf HaChayim, in number 41, has perhaps one of the most uniquest of Pshatim to why there's no Baruch Shabbatrani on a girl. And he says like this, number 41. He says, why is there no Baruch Shabbatrani when a girl hits 12? Then the million-dollar question. So he says, listen to this. The way it normally works is that girls get supported by their dads until they get married. Since she's still under dad's control, he can continue to give her mussar. Says the Kaf HaChayim, because just because she turns 12, she's not out of the picture, she's still going to be in your house. So you're still going to continue to give her mussar, you're going to continue to rebuke her, she's going to be continuing to be under your tutelage. And therefore, you don't make a real Baruch Shabbatrani until she gets married. Okay? Now he says, what about the second reason? Right, we went the other pshat, that what? That she gets punished because of all your wrongdoings. Right? So we said that if that's the reason that she gets punished for all your wrongdoing, so why shouldn't she say Baruch Shabbatrani? So he says, Nir Bibas Shiesh Lagamkin Mazal Shabbaila Shabbos Ployni Laploini Efshur Shiyagbir Mazal Abav Loitanish Bechataaf. Listen to this, says the Kaf HaChayim. The Levush told us that the reason why there's a Baruch Shabbatrani is because till 13, the boy can get punished for any shortcomings of his father. After 13, the boy is a free bird. So what about a girl? So he says like this. He says a girl has another person in her life. She has a husband, or potential husband. So his mazel is so strong to ensure that even if her father did anything wrong that would cause her to suffer, she won't suffer because of her husband's mazel. As they zok, the Kaf HaChayim. So frek the chashuk echemes.
Would he hold that you should say Baruch Shabbatrani at her wedding?
That's the chayu what would come out for him. The fee this shtickle type in the Kaf HaChayim, so maybe you should say so when she gets married, or when she moves out and goes to college, or when she goes to Israel for the year, or whenever she's out of the house. Let's say she moves out and gets an apartment, right? His whole fart is because she's still by you to give her mussar. I don't know if he means halachically or he just means physically. She's still around the house. So let's say the girl moves out of the house and gets an apartment, you know, and lives, somewhere else. So she's not under your tutelage anymore. Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to know what he really means. Halachal ma'isa, would there be a chi of then? But Frek the Chashuk Echemed, he quotes from his brother-in-law, right, Reb Zilberstein, who was a son-in-law by Rabbi Eliashiv. So he's a brother-in-law to Chaim Kanevsky. They married sisters. So he quotes him, his brother-in-law, Chaim Kanevsky, says that this Kaf HaChaim is a Pella. What did Kaf HaChaim say? Kaf HaChaim said that by a girl, any mistake that the father, any aver that the father does, cannot impact the girl's life. Why? Because she's going to have a husband, and the husband's mazel will be able to overpower whatever the father does. He says it's mamish against the Gemara. The Gemara says in Shabbos that ba'avoyin nedarim bonov ubenoist of shalad amesim. The Gemara says that if a person makes promises doesn't keep them, his sons and daughters will die. Ay, frektu b'chaim kineskei. What do you mean daughters? You can't affect your daughters because they have the mazel of their husband. So if the Kaf HaChaim is right that girls can't die or be affected by their parents' aveiros, so what does the Gemara mean when it says ba'avoyin nedarim mesu bonov ubenoisav? So he writes, he wants to tell you that, you know, there's going to be some in-between madrega over here. That girls have their own mazel, but they also have the mazel of their husband. So we'll leave it as a shtarka kasha on the Kaf HaChaim, who makes it sound like that girls are not subjected to their father's mistakes, if the Gemara says not like that in the Maseches Nedarim. Okay? So till now, we have not seen anyone who even ruled halacha l'maisa that a father should make a baruch shevetrani on his daughter. We saw everyone discuss the shiloh, why not, but no one said yes. To the best of my knowledge, the only gadol of the last recent years who openly said should is Rabbi Avad Yosef. Rabbi Avad Yosef is quoted as, V'nochoin sho'av yivarech baruch shevetrani mo'in sho'zeh b'li shem u'malchus. K'derech sho'im kein b'na'a sh'nasa b'mitzvah. Tanid Rabbi Avad Yosef, you don't make a bracha baruch shevetrani. So if you're not making a bracha, so what does it hurt to say it on the girl also? So as far as I know, Rabbi Avadya is the only one to actually say mefurash that you should say a baruch shabbatrani on your daughters. Okay, so Rabbi Avadya, he said you should make baruch, I did not make baruch shabbatrani on my daughter, but lamaisa, if you're not saying shem Hashem, so what do you have to lose? What's the downside? Bishlam, if you are gronik, and the shayla is to make it with a shem Hashem I had, a shayla of a brachal vatala. But you're not saying shem Hashem, so what's there to lose? But again, the consensus of everyone we saw till now was lamaisa, for whatever reason, we don't say a baruch shabbatrani on a girl. There's a very, to me, in my opinion, a very difficult tshuva in Rav Moshe to try to understand. Number 44. We've came across this Rav Moshe in earlier shurim, and we talked about benching goyimel for women. So Rav Moshe writes like this. He says, hine, there's really no reason to be mechalik in a bricha saidah between a man and a lady. Right? Just like a man has to give aidah, a lady has to give aidah. But he writes, but there are certain brachas that Chazal gave rules of how you do the bracha. That you have to make it only in front of 10 people. Or be a makri on a day when there's laying in the bracha. In theory, Birchas HaGoymel should be a non-gender question. A man has a reason to thank Hashem, a woman has a reason to thank Hashem. They both should make the bracha equally. But says Rav Moshe, since Birchas HaGoymel has a bunch of rules to it, one of the rules are you can only make it in front of a minion, and you're supposed to make it over the Torah. That already makes it very complicated for women. So Dr. Rav Moshe, so he says, "V'hu af shaloi shayach zel lebrichas ha'teira k'aminik bebrichas ha'goymel v'chein brachas baruch shepetrani ma'in shoshozeh." So says Rav Moshe, that's basically why women kind of stop making goymel, just because it's not practical. And then he throws in baruch shepetrani. Shemavarch avi ben kishakurin noise b'pam arishin shenasim b'leib ha'mitzvah shezel lo shayach b'isha b'zmanenu she'en kurin isha l'teira. So does Rav Moshe mean like we saw in Rav Moshe Sternbach? That since Baruch Shepetrani is supposed to be recited when the boy is present, and since the girl will not be present at laning, or is he trying to be masbir why the girl herself doesn't say a Baruch Shepetrani? This tshuva to Rav Moshe to me is not clear. I guess you can learn Rav Moshe like Rav Moshe Sternbach was saying, is that the reason why the father doesn't make Baruch Shepetrani in his daughter, because since Baruch Shepetrani is supposed to be made in front of the child, and since the girl is not going to be in the men's section during laning, that's why we don't say it. If you look in Rotz Katzvi, he has a different stickle tell you what he wants to do with Rav Moshe. Again, to me, it's a hard tshuva to make heads or tails out of. If you look in Kol Mevaser, I didn't mean to do that. If you look in Kol Mevaser, Mishulam Rotto, he says what I think is an interesting svar. He writes, he also compares it to Brichas HaGoymel, but at the end of the tshuva, he says that we don't want to do new things. We don't want to start coming up with new things. Oh, women are Bachsha Batrani and girls and this and that. We want to stay away from anything that's new, anything that's novel, anything that's out of the norm. It's not good. It leads us on a very slippery slope. His lashon is everyone's going to build their own bama. Everyone's going to do what they want. So we basically slam the door on this type of behavior. Again, not such a teretz, in my humble opinion. Again, I just find it interesting. If you're going to take, if you're going to be a Mesholem Rata Chassid, you got to go all the way. And Mesholem Rata held Yom Ha'atzmaut Bracha Hala with a Bracha, but he was adamantly against Bas Mitzvahs. So just, you know, make sure you're consistent in your piske of Mesholem Rata. Mesholem Rata was a big godly. He was nifta in the 1960s. The Chabina Rav's father held very highly of him from back in Europe. Still, okay. But Lamaisa, that was Mesholem Rata's opinion. I found it interesting. Halachas.
Why in the last opinion is a woman in the lady section not considered being there?
I guess he was supposed to be mamish where you can see him, befana, like close. Maybe today in the lady section it could be close enough. I don't know. Yeah, again, this whole thing of the child being there is not even so posh that it's really such a thing. We'll talk more hopefully later about tonight. Again, to me, as I saw one sefer, I think the kash is better than the teretz. To why there's no baruch shem b'trani for a girl, I think the kash is a lot better than the teretz. And Rabbi Yitaka says you should. Okay? So in the halachas katas from Chagiz, he writes something which also is interesting. He says, again, going back to the Magen Avraham, the first reason why a father makes a baruch shem b'trani is because he's held accountable for not being mechanech his son. He says, Efshe shekiven shabbas miskadelas im ima, einu mutelas olav l'loimdei. Since the girls grow up with their mothers, there's no chiv to educate them. So it sounds like from this halachas katanis that it's only people that you have access to. It seems like the father didn't spend that much time with their daughters. They weren't that close with their daughters, so they really didn't have a chance to be mechanach them. So therefore, there's no chiv chinuch on them. Mashenkin, your boys, where you spend time with, then you have a chiv to mechanach them. We'll see why this is interesting when we talk about foster, adoptive, and step-parents in a moment. Okay, so that's the end of the sugya. We were supposed to get to this last week, we just ran out of time. That's the end of the sugya about whether or not this baruch shem b'trani on a daughter. So halacha l'maisa, the practice is we don't. You'll have to figure out why exactly we don't. But now I want to go a different route. Why doesn't mom make a baruch shem b'trani? Why doesn't mom make a baruch shem b'trani over the son? So for this, we go back to the Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim number one. Says the Prima Gadim, u'b'isha shenase b'no bar mitzvah, and when a woman's son becomes bar mitzvah, eino mechuyeves l'chan choy. Zog to him, the old Magen Avraham, that mom has no chiyev to be mechanech his son. V'efshur, and another pshat, she'ena ben nenash b'shvilcheta imoy. He wants to say both pshatim don't fit by his son. Because again, the two reasons why you make a baruch shem b'trani for your son is either because the dad was mechanech his son properly, or because the son is now exempt from any mistakes the dad makes. Says the Prima Gadim, well, both those don't apply for a mother-son relationship. Why? First of all, mom has no chiyev to mechanech the son. That's first. Secondly, says the Prima Gadim, and even the Svara, that the child is now exempt from any averis that the father caused him, that's also not true by a mother. Why? Because it says in the pasuk, "Poiket avoin a voice." It sounds like it's only on the father. Uberama perchishim elchus tshuva lachetes says bonim ktanim kikinyonehim, that your small children are like your property. Uksiv ish bechet yumos kishu ish v'hainu bein zechar v'nikevus etzalaf. So zok the Prima Gadim, he thinks it's partial that this whole idea that if the father does a virus that causes the son to the children to be affected, that's only boys. That's only a father to a son, not a mother to a son. Okay, we'll come back to this. But let's deal with the first svar of the Magen Avraham. The first svar of the Prima Gadim, I'm sorry, was what? That mothers have no chiyev to mechanech their children. Where does that come from? So if you look at number two, the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says that what the Shulchan Aruch said, that if you see your child eating nevelis, so the father has to stop him. Says the Magen Avraham, why the father? What about the mother? Says the Magen Avraham, number two, avol imoy eine mitzvah. Mom does not have to get involved. Where do you see that? We read that Gemara a few minutes ago. The Gemara says in Nazir that there is no chiv of a mother to be mechanech her child. Sorry?
Yeah, just a question. You know, the famous Gemara that says, I don't know if it says a father has to teach his son Torah and umnas and how to swim.
Yes.
Is the Lashon of the Gemara the father or a parent or the parents?
The Lashon of that Gemara is father. That Gemara sounds like it's father.
That Gemara, why would that be dispositive about that? It's his chiyuv and not the mother's.
Right. So over there in that sugya kedushin daf chavtes, So some of the mitzvahs over there, where the Mishnah calls the mitzvahs amutelos ala'af. So some of those, the Gemara Taka has mefurish drashas to exclude women. By Pidyon HaBen, and Talmud Torah, and Mila. Not so much by the other stuff. But by those there, the Torah has a special custom that mom's out of it. But that's not the mitzvah of chinuch. That's a different mitzvah. That's a mitzvah that the father has to do to his son. Here's the general mitzvah of chinuch. General mitzvah, be mechanach your children, educating your children right and wrong. So according to the simple reading of the Magen Avraham, moms don't have to do that. They can just sit back and let the kid do whatever they want. While the father would have to get up and get involved. I frak the Magen Avraham, the famous Gemara in Sukkah. Umaisa the Hilni besukkah da beis yeshiva b'nevah sukkah. I we know, frak the Magen Avraham, why did Hilni Amalka make herself so crazy that her kids sit in a sukkah? She's not mechoyit to mechanach her kids. So zok the Magen Avraham, hichmira al atzma. Nah, she was a fruma. Zok the she was a fruma Hilni, but make her adin, there's no chiv to, mothers have no chiv to mechanach their children. Okay? The problem with this Magen Avraham is that there's rise in Rishonim lehepach. One of the big riyas that people talk, again, this is really a much bigger share than we have time for tonight, but one of the riyas that they bring, that a mother does have a chiyuv to mechanech is her children, is a Rashi in Maseches Chagiga. Rashi in Chagiga says, talking about what age is a child chayiv to be oil regal. So it says, avo mikan ve'elech avo pi she'enech chayiv min ha'teiro, if a child is not old enough, hetilu chachomim alo ovi v'alaimoy lechanche b'mitzvus. Rashi says mefurish that Chazal put a mitzvah of chinuch on who? Al aviv, al imoy. So, frekt all the achrayim. This is mefurish Rashi against the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham said there's no chiyuv chinuch on of a mother on her children, and here Rashi says mefurish al aviv, al imoy. So they give different terutzim. One of the terutzim is given over here. Number four is the Stechemet. The Stechemet says based on the Chikri Leif. The Chikri Leif wants to say that it depends if dad's in the picture. If dad is in the picture, so then dad has a chiyuv to mechanech and not mom. But if there is no father, then mom does have a chiyuv chinuch. And he wants to kvetch, that's pshat in Rashi over in Chagiga. When Rashi in Chagiga says that there's a chiyuv mutal on the mother, it means when dad's not around. So it's a little hard to read Rashi. We read Rashi like this. Hetilu chacham ma'al aviv all the time, va'al imoy if dad's not around. That's the way the Stechemet wants to be miyashiv Rashi. That Rashi doesn't mean that mom has a chiyuv chinuch straight up. Mom only has a chiyuv chinuch. If dad's out of the picture, then mom has a chiyuv chinuch. The Aruch Lener in Sukkah has a different shtickle Torah, which is also very important to remember when you learn, and when Sukkah's time comes around. The Aruch Lener says, Avada, mom has no chiyuv chinuch for her children. But mom has a chiyuv of lafrisha miyasura. She can't allow her child to do an issur. And eating outside the sukkah is called an isser. Meaning, avada mam has no chiyuv to mechanech her son to shake lulav. She has no chiyuv to mechanech her son to wear tefillin. But she can't let her son do an isser. And eating outside the sukkah blibes an isser. Even though most of us would assume eating outside the sukkah is just a lack of mitzvah. Zokta Aruch Chaner, no. Eating outside the sukkah would be a maisa isser. And therefore, it's a maisa isser. The mom's not allowed her children, even if you hold there's no chiyuv chinuch, it doesn't mean that mom can allow her child to do an isser. It just means that she doesn't have to educate him to do mitzvahs. Okay, so how do we paskin? Again, very negeya. If mom has a chiyuv to be mechanech her son, so then mom should say baruch shapatrani. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes in number 6, v'yesh misha rotz aloyim adebito ein mechoyiv lechanech. First of all, there are those who say you don't have to be mechanech your daughter. V'cheino aim ein mechoyiv es bechinech b'no. And there are those who say mom has no chiyuv to be mechanech her children. V'kvar bi'arnu b'makim achet de'ein ha'kein. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, it's not so. The Aruch HaShulchan debunks both of those. The Aruch HaShulchan thinks that dad has to be mechanech his daughters. And he thinks that mom has to be mechanech the sons. Mom just throws out the entire Magen Avraham. The Mishnah Brura is a little less clear. Why? There's a couple of Mishnah Brurahs. One Mishnah Brura is in Hilchos Shin Mem Gimel. That's where we saw the Magen Avraham who talks about if your child is eating the velas. So there the Mishnah Brura writes in number 7, there's a chi of chenuch. Dechsev chenuch l'napidaka. The koshkin afishem isr the motolav. The yesh me'achreinim shesayvrim. And there are some achreinim that hold hutol that yesh me'achreinim shesayvrim. The mitzvah chenuch motol gamalayim. So Mishnah Berurah just writes, there are those achreinim who say that. Doesn't exactly take a compelling stand on what he holds, but he does mention that there are those who hold, not like the Magen Avraham. In the Hilchos Yom Kippurim, there he writes, "Umitzvah chinuch loy shayach ela ba'av v'loy ba'acher." The mitzvah of chinuch is only on a father. Ule kama poiskim gam be'aim leka chiyuv chinuch, and many poiskim hold there's no chiyuv chinuch for the mother. Miu yesh poiskim shekasav de ikach chiyuv gam be'em. He says, but there are those who hold that there is a chiyuv by the mother. So again, the Mr. Brewer is acknowledging this shita that there is possible that there is a chiyuv chinuch of the mother to her children. The Kav HaChaim taka paskins that way. The Kav HaChaim writes, "Migam oishu chayev es lechanech es benot. Mam es mechoyit mechanech oson ol yasra and to punish him. Vim lo yisrosa hi gam kein enesh es lechach. She'll be held accountable." So there is this concept that not everyone agrees to the Magen Avraham. There does seem to be an opinion that holds that mom is mechuyev to be mechanech her son. Okay, so if mom is mechuyev to mechanech her son, we're back to square one. So why is there no Baruch Shem Hatrani for a woman? Now we saw that the Prima Gadim said another Shtikl Torah. He said, why is there no Baruch Shem Hatrani for a mother? Because one of the reasons you say Baruch Shem Hatrani is because any Aveira that the mother did would not cause the kid any harm. If the father did Aveiris, the kid would be harmed until he hits 13. But Zokta Prima Gadim Ashtekel Torah. La Yumsu Avais, he says, only Avais, only fathers can cause their children to be harmed, but not daughters. So the Achareinim have a kash, it's against the Gemara in Ksubis. Why? The Mishnah in Ksubis talks about all the types of women that are destroying marriages. And because they're destroying marriages, they have to get divorced and they lose their Ksubah. So one of the examples is a woman who makes Nedarim. So the Gemara explains in Ksubas number 10, what's wrong with a woman who makes nedarim and doesn't keep them? Why is that a reason for her to get divorced? So says the Gemara, the Amar Mar, ba'avoy nedarim bonim mesim. Because of the sin of nedarim, children die. So Frak Techrein, what do you mean? We're talking about a mother over here. So what do you see? That a mother who makes mistakes can affect her children. So how could the Prima Gadim say that the reason why there's no Baruch Shem Hatrani for a mother on her son is because, one of the reasons for Baruch Shem Hatrani is because whatever the mother did wrong is going to now be held on the son, and that's why until 13 he makes Baruch Shem Hatrani. But, oh, it's like the Prima Gadim, but a mother's mistakes don't affect the child. It's not true. The Gemara says before, it's that ba'avoy nedarim, kids die. So you see, when a mother makes a net that doesn't keep it, it affects her children. So that's a very strong kasha on the second pshat of the Prima Gadim. So if you look over in the Sefer, Halichos Beisa, he has a nice pshat, which is probably the most correct pshat. Why is there no Baruch Shem Hatrani for a mom? He says, go back to the other thing. If you hold it, you need to say Baruch Shem Hatrani. Like what Moshe said, that Baruch Shem Hatrani needs to be said in front of 10 men. So again, the same reason why people don't bench Goyim in front of 10 men, that would explain why there's no Baruch Shem Hatrani in front of 10 men. But again, if you hold, like I said, like I came out this year, that a lady should bench Goyim in front of 10 men, let her be family members. So then it's a shtickle kasha. Why doesn't a lady say Baruch Shem Hatrani? Okay. It's a kasha. It's a good kasha. If you assume that mothers have a chiyah to mechanech their children, then it's a big tzarachiyah. And why is there no Baruch Shem Hatrani for a mother over her bar mitzvah boy? But again, the widely accepted practice is that mothers do not say Baruch Shem Hatrani over their sons. I did find something interesting from Ari Shwib, from the Rishonim. He writes that one chacham would only make Baruch Shem Hatrani or make Baruch Shem Hatrani when a son hit 20. Why? Because he wants to go even further. You have to be out of the oinshim of Bezin Shamala, and therefore only at 20 would they make a Baruch Shem Hatrani. Again, obviously, that is not the common practice. Okay, now let's talk about some interesting shayles about Baruch Shem Hatrani. So we discussed why no Baruch Shem Hatrani for a daughter. We discussed why no Baruch Shem Hatrani for a mom. But what happens if you have twin boys? How do you do the Baruch Shem Hatrani for twin boys? So Reb Shlomo Zalman writes in number 13, Achim Tu'umim, brothers that are twins, Kishenasim B'nei Mitzvah, when they become Bar Mitzvah, Yala Kol Echem Mehem L'Torah L'Chod, each brother gets his own Aliyah, V'Yivarech Ovid Pamayim Baruch Shem Hatrani, and the father makes the bracha independently. Each kid gets his own Aliyah, each kid gets his own Baruch Shem Hatrani. And in the footnote he writes, D'loy K'ho'imim She'Yivarech Al Shneim, not like people who say that you make one Baruch Shem Hatrani for both of them. V'yoyim a Baruch Shem Hatrani me'oinshom shel zeh v'shel zeh. To have a mishan metbeh shetav achom. Says the Reb Shlomo Zalman, that's not the text of the bracha. You're changing the text of the bracha. V'afim einim b'varek b'shem machas. I'm not using Hashem's name, so it's all free for all. No. Mikom okim inaski. Reb Shlomo Zalman thought that don't change the text of the bracha. The text of the bracha is me'oinshom shel zeh. Don't make it to me'oinshom shel zeh v'shel zeh. However, they quote over in number 14 from the Sefer Chinuch Habanim Kehilchasab that some people say if you have twins, you just make the bracha Baruch Shem Hatrani Me'oinshom Shel Elu. Who was that? That is the opinion of Reb Chaim Kanevsky. So Reb Chaim Kanevsky disagreed with Reb Shlomo Zalman. He thought that you do change the nusach of the bracha. If you look over here in page 2, now I'm waiting for someone to ask me this question. That what? And there's a technical issue over here with the two brothers. Why? Because you can't have the brothers getting aliyahs back to back. We know the minhag is we don't give brothers aliyahs back to back. So l'chayra, you should by definition have to space out the barakah patronus. Okay, that's definitely the practice. I believe the practice is if you have two twin brothers, each brother gets his own aliyah, one gets shlishi, one gets chamishi, and the father will say Baruch Shabbatrani two times. Okay, now the shaila, which is very relevant today, is what happens if you have a stepchild or an adoptive child, right? Sometimes you can have a situation where your mom has raised your kid from infantry. You knew him from when he was a little baby, and you put a lot of time in him. Does the father make, can, should a father make a Baruch Shabbatrani on an adoptive child, a foster child, or a stepchild? So there's a tshuva over here from the Betzel HaChochma. The Betzel HaChochma was the brother of the Debrit Ziner Rav, Rav Moshe Stern's brother, Betzel Stern. He was a Rav in Australia for most of his life. He wrote his Sefer Betzel HaChochma in Australia. And at the end of his life, he moved to Eretz Yisrael. So he was asked this shaila, number 15. B'negeya l'sheilos ki ben ishto shenoyed lo mibal harishin. Again, your wife's son, which we call today a stepchild, who was born from a first marriage, he gets bar mitzvah. So the shaila was, can the father make a baruch shabbat, can the stepfather make a baruch shabbat rani? Kashi yale b'noi chorgoi, when he, his stepchild, habar mitzvah, the kresh b'toi b'yayim, hey abol ha'in toivo, oidil ma'in levar baruch hazu rak b'eis shabbanoi mamish. So the shaila was, can a stepfather make a baruch shabbat rani on his stepson, or you gotta be biological? That's given the shaila. So says the Betzel HaChochma, says the Betzel Stern, he thinks it goes back to the original Shaila, the Magen Avraham. Why do we say Baruch Shabbatrani in the first place? So he explains. Then he's Daiti Shadinza Tali Bishnei Perushim Bechavonas Baruch Shabbatrani. Says it goes back to the two pshatim and why we say Baruch Shabbatrani. The first pshat was what? That Arach Shabnei Nesha'av Bishkashat Aben. The first pshat was what? That the father is the one who's held accountable for all the son's shortcomings because he wasn't Mechanachim properly. So he wants the Taina that since this child is in your possession, since this child is in your house, you become mechuyev in hischenach. You become mechuyev in hischenach. Even though, again, he's not your biological son, he's not your physical son, but since he's in your house, you have a chiyev to mechanach, and therefore you have the right to make a baruch shabbatran. But he says, but if you go like the second reason of the Magen Avraham, that any mistake that the child can get punished for his father's averus, says the Betzel HaChochma, you know, that's only biological. No kid can be held accountable for his stepfather's shortcomings. We're not related. So the Betzel HaChochma claims that that the shaila about a stepfather saying Baruch Shabbatrani is totally the two pshatim in the Magen Avraham. Now we assume that the main pshat in the Magen Avraham is the first pshat. That's about chinuch, and therefore he says. But since it's a suffix, he says. So since anyways we make Baruch Shabbatrani without Hashem's name, so what do you have to lose? So Paskins, Rabbi Betzel HaChochma, a stepfather, an adoptive father, a foster child, a foster father, all should make Baruch Shabbatrani without Hashem's name, which is what we do anyways. Okay, comes along Rabbi Menashe Klein in Mishnah Halachas, and he pulls the plug on this. He says, first of all, Mechateisa. Where does it say that a stepfather has a chiyuv to mechanech a stepchild? It's not the kid. Mechateisa, I have to mechanech. And then he says a very interesting svar. He says that he thinks there's something dangerous that can come out if you allow a stepfather to make a Baruch Shabbatrani. He thinks if you're going to allow a stepfather to make a Baruch Shabbatrani, people will think he's your biological son. Because we all know that Baruch Shabbatrani is always something that a father makes over his son. So says Rav Menashe Klein, and again, obviously this is a made-up chumrah that he has, but he says he's afraid that if you're going to allow stepfathers or adoptive parents or foster parents, whatever it is, to make Baruch Shabbatrani, people are going to think that he's really your child and you're going to run yourself into halachic issues. I don't know, again, that's a made-up svara. You can argue that. You can say, okay, everyone knows today that they're adoptive. Everyone knows that there's a step. Everyone knows that he's a foster. I don't know. I think it's a big chiddush of Menashe Klein, but that's his svara. Menashe Klein thinks, okay, not only don't you have to make a Baruch Shabbatrani, he thinks there's actually something wrong with making a Baruch Shabbatrani. It's detrimental, because reciting a Baruch Shabbatrani will give off the false impression that you're a biological father. Okay? So he passes not to. How do we rule halacha l'maisa? So if you look at number 17, they say, Vayishma Moshe, from Rebbe Yashiv. They asked Rebbe Yashiv, can a father who's adoptive make a bracha? And his answer was, Efshe loy levarach. You could. So you could. Not like a Menashe Klein. So Rebbe Yashiv thinks you could, and that is also the psak over here in the Sefer Tuvcha Yabiu from Rebbe Zilberstein. Rebbe Zilberstein paskin that a adoptive father, a stepfather, makes the bracha without Shem Malchus. He does make a baruch shepatran. So that, I think, is the more common practice, that a stepfather, an adoptive father, all those people should or could make a Baruch Shabbatrani.
Could a father and a stepson get aliyahs back to back?
Strictly speaking, I think they could. They're not technically father and son. I think they probably could. Yeah, they're not related. Yeah, I think so. Just like a father-in-law and son-in-law can get aliyahs back-to-back, they're not related. So I would assume father step also would be the same. Yeah, I would think so. Now the shaila is, what about the other way? What about a grandfather? What happens if you have a situation, which never does happen, where the father passes before the son's bar mitzvah, and now the grandfather's here? Should the grandfather, or could the grandfather make a barcha patran? So the Betzalel Chachma writes, quotes for a whole bunch of people, who says, Ein shum choyval avi oviv levarach barcha patran, al nechta yasa me oviv. There is no chiv. But he quotes from the Sefer Shaarei Chaim, who says, no, there is a chiv. Why? Because since we know that the grandfather has a chiv to melamed b'nai Torah, we actually spoke about this a little bit in the Chiv Talmud Torah. We know the Gemara says in Kedushin that the grandfather has a Chiv to teach his son, grandson Torah. So if a Zok, the Shaarei Chaim, if that's so, so the grandfather does have a Shtikl Chiv Chinuch. So if the grandfather has a Chiv Chinuch, so then he can't make the Baruch Shepetrani. So he takes a quotes over here, the Betzalel Chachma quotes from the Marsham, that the Marsham says that if the grandfather is around and the father's not around, that the grandfather should make Baruch Shepetrani without Shem Umalchus. And he says that for this, even if he doesn't live in the house. So meaning if the grandfather, let's say for example, in Nebuch, sometimes you have a case where the father dies and the grandson moves into the grandparents. Right? So then he's no different than a stepchild, which we said already you can make the bracha. But Zogta Betzalel Chachma, even if they live in different countries, different cities, but since the grandfather technically has a chiv to teach him Torah, that's enough for the grandfather to make a bracha patran. You look over in the Sefer Oitzer Bar Mitzvah, he quotes from the Shal Shuvah, Menachas Oni, I don't know who that is, where he times mamish the opposite. He says, Faket, there is no chiv chinuch of a grandfather to a grandchild. There might be a chiv in Talmud Torah. That's not chinuch. It's a different mitzvah. Faket, he says, the fact that the Gemara only talks about being mechanech, the fact that the Gemara only talks about teaching your grandson Torah is mashma, that's all you have with him is Torah, nothing else. So he times the Faket. There is no chiv grandfather of chinuch, and therefore there is no bracha necessary. How do we pass kan halacha l'maisa? So if you look in the Nitta Gavriel, number 21, he writes, Yosu me aviv, kivin shemavarchim b'loy shem, tivarcha eim, he has a gavaltik chadish. He thinks in that case the mom makes the bracha. Okay. Then he writes, v'yeshem mishazikni avi aviv, let the grandfather make the bracha. Achrak leben b'noy v'loy leben b'itay. Also a big chiddush. That's only son, v'loy leben bita, but not the daughter, meaning the grandfather from the other side definitely would not make the bracha. The only possibility is it would be the son's father who makes the bracha. Again, this takes us to a much more complicated sugya of b'nei banim, erayim, kibanim, but that's what he rules. So halacha l'maisa, so the two shailos were whether or not a stepfather or an adoptive father makes baruch shabbatran, and the answer is probably yes without shemu malchus, and a grandfather is more likely not, but there are those that hold yes. I just want to end off with two halachas about Baruch Shabbatrani from the Sefer Chinuch Habanim. He writes, Yesh Yisoyvim Shedin Baruch Hazu Hu Kedin Birchas HaGoymel. Many Achrayim, Tzitzeliezer and others say that the din of Birchas HaGoymel and the din of Baruch Shabbatrani are similar, and therefore you bedavka should have 10 people and you should have 2 Talmid HaChamim, and the Bar Mitzvah boy can make up the 10. And there are those who disagree, they say, no Shaychis, Baruch Shabbatrani is like any other Birchas Shevach, Birchas HaIdah, you don't need a minion. And the other thing he talks about is that how quickly should you make the bracha? 23, he writes, Im loy berach kishanasa b'nei ben yugim shana. Let's say you forgot at the bar mitzvah, you were too busy at the boy b'yoyim to make the bracha. So he says you can do it afterwards. But some say you should do it within 3 days, because that's how long you should lechatchil say brachas ha-goymel. But he writes, you have up till 30 days, but not more than 30 days. So which means you should try to get your Baruch Shabbatrani said as soon as possible. Okay, I think that's enough for Baruch Shabbatrani. Mr. Hashem, next week we will probably be discussing a Chanukah-related topic. I don't know what yet, but B'linezer, next week, assume we will be discussing some Inyani Chanukah, as Chanukah is, Mr. Hashem, coming upon us next week. Okay, have a wonderful